Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstkeclinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Congrats to our champion, the illegal gambler at the Irving City Council. He won 75-25% landslide. Big, very popular with the Tolos today. Follow us.
He's a man of the people, you know.
That's right. It's time now for Krusty's Corner. Here's the king, Broadus.
Thank you very much. Sponsored by...
Yes, sir. Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Thank you very much for doing that for me. Appreciate you got it. Thanks to the folks for doing that as well. All right. Can I tell a quick story? I think I told you guys this. I know I told you guys this. This eclipse thing, I think it affected the animals.
Yeah.
I think it affected the animals. I was out walking yesterday. I got attacked twice by geese.
The same geese?
Same geese.
Or goose?
He's angry. Geese.
I think geese, goose, geese.
If it's one, it's a goose. If it's multiple, it's a geese.
It was one.
Okay, so one rabid goose was after you.
Yeah, I was doing my walk over there at the Cooper Clinic and around the track there. And they have all kinds of kind of wildlife, you know, ducks and squirrels and all kinds of things.
Any geese, tortoises?
They do. They sit on the by the water's edge, you know, in sun.
Those would be turtles.
Oh, those are just straight up turtles. Yeah. Turtles. They're not the tortoises.
No tortoises. I knew what you meant. But you know, anyway, so I'm doing my walk, and this one, and I've never had this problem before over there because there's a lot of these. Geese.
The geese are generally friendly.
Hey, no. Geese will chase you down, fam.
Very friendly.
What? Okay. Geese will show you what's good.
Yeah. This
they
one,
got wheels?
This one
that
did.
Wingspan.
This one did. This one did. And he, matter of fact, he was in the middle of the track, the walking path. And I kind of, they usually move. They, you know, when you see when you're walking, they usually just kind of mosey on by you. They're so used to people being out there with them.
Yeah.
This one turned and started to hiss. I mean, hissing.
I thought they
hissing at me.
They were squawking.
They hiss. I guess I thought they quacked like a duck.
Now,
but
this
they're
one
not.
Was hissing at me, and Oof. he went. He like wouldn't let me by, and so I stopped, and then I finally like, bro, you've got to move over. And he sat there, and he bowed up on me, and then so I walked around, and then he started chasing me.
Sure would.
On foot. Now, the next thing I was worried about was I was walking at a pretty brisk pace, but I looked back, and he's kind of about a foot behind me. Mm-hmm. Like, he's sped up, too.
Making sure.
What I worry about is when they start to fly, they could go pretty fast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I was worried about him not walking anymore, but just going in, flying into my back.
Yeah, because I'm seeing they fly at 40 to 50 miles per hour.
Yeah, they're quick.
Yeah. So literally,
and they have really nasty mouths, like a bunch of little needle teeth.
It was crazy. Yeah.
So they'll actually
they could drop a little.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he opened up and he was hissing at me. So I got around him and I'm thinking, what the hell? I mean,
you're near their area.
Yeah.
There must be like some Chirons or something nearby.
I think he had a female partner that he was protecting over there.
So I just Googled it, and we're right in the middle of they like just laid their eggs.
Okay.
So they got eggs in a nest somewhere, and they're about to hatch like at the end of April or early May.
That makes sense, man.
Well, I was worried, but I came back around. Same thing happened. Okay, but this time there was a gentleman and his wife in front of me walking. I saw him when I came around the corner. He bowed up and went into the air on the man, and the man gave him a forearm shiver into the body.
There you go. Respect.
Like, he opened up. He, like, went into the air vertically, opened up.
He went spread goose on him?
Spread goose, and old man, gave him forearm shiver into the body.
You have to be willing to go there.
Yeah.
And then was that it?
It startled him a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you could see the wife was a little terrified by the situation. She was like, oh, my gosh, Jim, what do you have? You're forearming the geese.
You just saved your life, honey.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome.
But then they kept walking. Well, now I'm behind, so now he's kind of pissed off a little
bit. And he knows you're the beta. Jim's the alpha. Yeah. He knows he can take advantage of you.
I almost cut across where I didn't have to deal with him. I almost said, like, he's not happy that he got forearmed in the ribs, if they have ribs.
So you didn't just punt him, send out the punt team?
No. All right, let me ask you this real quick question. They've got a lot of cameras and stuff. If they kind of nip at you, and I would have kicked him.
Self-defense.
Do you think I would have gotten in trouble?
You would have been on Dallas, Texas TV for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, old man kicking the geese.
No legal trouble. But.
I was thinking, like, man, you can't kick that thing.
No, I think the Cooper Clinic needs to go in there and move that nest.
There's a bunch of them, though.
Yeah,
man.
You can't have the nest right next to the path.
But it was a little it was a little scary there.
No, they get aggressive this time of year.
I haven't had to deal with these.
All times of year.
I haven't had to deal with them at all.
There used to be some at a golf course that we'd play, and we knew when we were coming up eight that was at that hole. We would just bring out a golf club and sort of wave it at them, and it would make them go back. So I was thinking maybe a walking stick or a tennis racket. You know, maybe,
How about a size 14?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't think you need to kick too hard.
I just
a little will go a long way with the goose.
After I saw him open up on the gentleman ahead of me, I'm thinking the worst.
Yeah, like, I might have to kick this thing.
Like, I mean, he hit him with a good forearm shiver. You know,
Thinking more of like a punt kind of kick or like a roundhouse?
I was thinking kind of like a lift him out of the way, like maybe get under the
more
body.
More of a shoeing.
Instead, you walked another distance.
I went around, I did not kick the geese.
Yeah,
I
that's what he told you too. Hey, you, go that way, fam. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to go that way. Turn around and go that way.
Yeah, once I saw what he did to the gentleman ahead of me, I went around. I'm not going to let, it happened like twice.
So are you off the path going around, or how much are you?
Oh, no, I went way around the path.
Yeah.
I mean, I cut off a little of the run. I had to make it up on the backside.
Cut off a little. I just left. I just went home after that.
He told you this is my block.
There's a violent alpha goose out here, and I'm not going to be able to get my exercise.
Here, hold my pocket.
It's affecting me right now. I got to go back today. He might still be there.
Oh, you're nervous?
I'm honestly nervous about coming around.
Well, yeah, because dominance has already been established. You're toast, bro. You might as well go find a different clinic to start, you know, doing your walks.
You're gonna have to move
what
over.
Bothers you more, the threat to your safety or the fact that you got punked off by a goose?
I think the safety part of it is. I can live with getting punked off by wild animal.
But it's not like it was a lion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You tucked your tail.
It was a webbed foot creature.
You guys told me I couldn't like self-defense.
I said you could.
No, you should.
I think you can kick the hell out of that.
You have to at least show aggression and make a little contact. I don't think you need to actually hurt the goose.
I think you should peck him with your nose.
Like it's a black bear.
Yeah. I think you need to bow up and
Jim's walking around with nothing but confidence today. Yeah. Jim's crotch first everywhere he's at.
You see how that goose reacted to Jim's forearm? That's all it took. Yeah.
But if Jim had a radio show today, he'd be teasing, wait till you see what I did to this
baited bird. Jim affected the goose in a way that it could have been a disaster for me.
Yeah. Jim is like that guy that punched that kangaroo the one time.
Yeah.
Kangaroo was shocked as hell, like, whoa.
If only that kangaroo had a broadus floating around that he could go get his confidence back
when
up.
When that thing opened up, Jim didn't even, he didn't hesitate.
No,
that's just instinct.
He just went instinct, and me, I would...
He's probably been walking that Cooper Clinic trail for 10, 15 years. He knows what to do.
Yeah, well,
he's tucking his chain in when he goes up there now.
Man, geese, I don't know about that. All right.
Geese have a reputation for attacking or chasing anyone that crosses their path. According to Varmint Guard Wildlife Services, geese are extremely territorial.
Yep.
And they like to be in their own space, and they don't want to share it with anyone else, especially bald people.
All mark A for true on your Scantron.
But they look amazing, though.
They are amazing.
They look so amazing.
Beautiful creatures.
Until they open up and hiss at you. Ugh. All right. Wow. Sorry about that. All right, let me tell you the Cowboys shouldn't take here.
Okay.
This comes to us from Clutch Points is a website that I'll go to every once in a while. And they do a good job of kind of breaking down things for you. Willie, help me on this one, though.
Okay.
They're saying that the two players the Cowboys should not draft, Brian Thomas, the wide receiver from LSU. I'll move on from him because I don't think they would take Brian Thomas. The one that's interesting to me, though, is they think that Jalen Wright, the running back from Tennessee, is one that you should not take.
They shouldn't. They are so wrong about that. Jalen Wright's my guy. Yeah. What are they taking shots at my guy for?
Yeah, and they're saying that although Mel Kiper is got him on his the big board there after his combine where he posted a 4.38 40, 11.2 broad jump, he indeed has flaws. At under 6 foot, 210 pounds, he's a smaller back that doesn't have the skill to be an early down back that the Cowboys are most definitely in need of.
Wow. Sounds like they haven't watched his tape.
Shots fired at Rico Dowdle.
Sounds like these guys don't know what the hell they're talking about.
This is what they're saying, though.
They're coming at my guy all wrong.
Exactly.
It's embarrassing.
They're saying he's not a powerful runner. He's definitely got some danger speed if he finds the opening, but it won't knock many he won't knock many defenders off to gain extra yards.
That's BS.
Completely, and I know they visited him on a 30 visit thing.
Yeah, I like Jalen Wright a lot. Come on.
There's the type of – I think he catches the ball well.
He does. He's a three-down back. You're telling me he can't play on the first two downs? What the hell is this guy saying? Clutch points.
The Brian Thomas one I understand a little bit. This one I do not understand. If you draft Jalen Wright with the Dallas Cowboys,
you should be very
happy about the way this guy plays.
Broadus, we got a pro tip here in the 817. Broadus, you need to rub deer urine on your shoes, and that will keep the geese away. Little 817 pro tipski.
All right, Lucius, there was something we did with deer urine steroid.
Antler spray.
Okay.
Ray Lewis deal.
You can harvest some IGF-1 off that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My vascularity was crazy during that time.
Crazy pumps, huh?
Yeah.
I need to do
Might have been a placebo because I was doing a lot of cardio.
You weren't walking around dealing with geese, I'm sure. But yeah.
Get you some deer urine. I think you can get it at the feed store or something like that.
I've seen deer corn. I've seen where you fill up with corn and stuff like that.
Next aisle over is usually the deer urine
they
aisle.
Sell that?
For issues like this. It acts as like sort of a repellent. So just a little spray.
Butt cracking going on right now.
No, I think you need to head in there to the farm
supply
store.
How about me watching, farm and tractor store? Yeah. Hey, you got some of that deer urine?
Well, it says to drink it, Brian, not to spray it.
Come on, dude. Everybody knows this.
And I walk in there and the guy
goes, I got this geese issue. Yeah. Just need some deer urine.
Why did you say so?
Put deer urine on my running shoes. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Everyone else is looking at you.
Yeah.
Why does this guy smell so bad?
I walk into that store and ask for deer urine and they look at me like,
please do. Please record it.
I can't believe you do stuff like
that. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning.
I'm saying don't work with Eric Chiafalo.
AC repair.
Draft this running back from Tennessee. Get rid of Eric Chiafalo as a teammate. He's
NFL
terrible.
News today human being. Is coming up next. We'll choke. What kind of football stuff do we got?
Where can you find geese urine in your local DFW Metroplex? And, which cowboy
deer
wants
urine
to return kicks? That's next.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.